everything that you see and hear, can you? Neptune and Titan, the stars can frighten. At first nothing is, then nothing transforms itself. Oh, the springtime thinks that it's the best, and fall time thinks that it's the best. Cold time has kind of a strut, and Valentine's thinks that it's the best. But gather around, peeps, I tell you the truth. Nothing beats the cookie season, that's the truth.
That beat up a little bit. Yeah, just like that. Perfect. There's two instructions I need you to follow. When I say red light, I need you to stop. When I say green light, I need you to go.
Red light. Green light.
Welcome to Meta World Monday.
No.
Munger guy.
Woo! We are back!
Holy smokes, what a couple of weeks it's been. I've missed you too.
Oh,
shout out to the listener. It's been a long time. Guess what? It's me, Meta World, in studio. We got Reedy Tots. We got Coley B. And brand new to the show, first ever appearance, Primetime J-Mart, back after we hit the strobe.
Now. We know we've all been through kindergarten, people, so we know what a red light and a green light is. So when I say red light, stop.
Red light. Green light.
Welcome back. We're live in studio. It is 1:06 in the afternoon. This is WMFO Freeform Radio, and we're just gonna have a great time today in studio with all of you. It's been a really long spring break, that's why we've been away for a while, and we're just gonna get all the news that you need, all the good love and energy that you crave,
all the springtime vibes that you've been waiting all winter for.
That's exactly right. Why don't we go around, do some introductions? My name's Meta World, and I like to party.
My name is co-host, and I also like to party.
No. I just said that, so if you could just pick something else.
Okay. My name is Meta World, and I'm the radio guy.
Okay. On to Cole.
I'm Reed. I like to eat the ice at the bottom of my iced coffees.
Very nice.
I'm Primetime J-Mart, and I'm also known as Captain Dookie Munger.
Captain Dookie Munger.
For bad
title.
Reasons.
Reasons. Captain Dookie Munger.
For secret reasons.
That's a title that's earned.
Not given, earned.
So, yeah, we are, and as a group, we're known as the Dukes of Munger. So just look out for that.
Yep, we will be at the next royal wedding.
Oh, that's exactly right.
We were at the first 1,000.
You know, the thing is about the Dukes of Munger is they're just going to terrorize this campus for probably the next 2 months. So does everyone just be on high alert?
High alert. Threat level orange.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep your head on a swivel. I know I always try to, but it's really, Jeff, it's an honor to be here. If you just want to share a few words with the people, what your emotions are like, take us through how your body feels and,
I'm a shell of a human being right now.
That's good.
As you can hear it in my voice.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't feel that bad.
You look terrible.
My eyes are screwed up, mm-hmm. but they were screwed up the whole break.
That's right. From day one.
Stomach feels extremely strange.
One pupil.
Really, just weird stuff
just
going on.
Just weird.
One pupil is 3 times the size of the other right now.
Really?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
You are such a shell that if I put my ear to you,
I'd hear the
ocean. I got straight off the beach smelling like hot garbage. I felt for the people. I sat in the middle seat. It was like a 3-hour flight just reeking. And I went arms over my head, pits out.
I thought we were on the same flight, so I was like,
no.
I was like, okay, I got this. Like, I can get through this. Pete's about to be here any second. And
Peter, you might be on a list now.
I might be. Yeah, I think I'm on a no fly list.
Too stinky to fly list.
Too stinky. Yeah, this guy smells.
That is an accolade.
Not to brag, but I'm on the too stinky list.
Mongers are stinky people. Yeah.
Ladies.
The Dukes of Munger are not known,
for their
good sense. Well, I was really bummed we weren't on the same flight. My flight, I don't know if you got out, I was delayed like 3 hours.
Ooh.
It was horrible.
I was fine.
You were fine?
Yeah, no problem.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we have to get to the tunes quickly, and then we're going to give you more insight on what has happened and what the Dukes of Munger and the New York boys have been doing.
Don't feel so good. 6 words you never understood. I'll never let you go. 5 words you never say. I laugh alone like nothing. things wrong. 4 days has never felt so long. If three's a crowd and two was us, one slipped away. I just wanna make you feel okay. But all you do is look the other way. I can tell you how much I wish I didn't want to stay. I just kinda wish you were gay. Is there a reason we're not through? Is there a 12-step just for you? Our conversations all in blue. 11 haze, 10 fingers tearing out my hair. 9 times you never made it there. I ate alone at 7, you were 6 minutes away. How am I supposed to make you feel okay?
Somebody died in. There's a pool down in the backyard I would love to lie in. It's the first time that I'm in the hills, I kinda like it. So I hope you don't leave me alone. You got celebs on your left and right working the night shift. Can't tell if they're lying to my face, they come off righteous. No way I could match the old days to where half this night is. So I pray you don't leave me alone. Pain dripping on my leather seats when windows down. Cause it hurts for me to know. Hurts for me to know. Veins dripping, oh, don't let them see how I change the sound. Yeah, it hurts for me to know. I'm not a tourist, no. Mercedes-Benz on these narrow streets I'm trying to ride in. Drug dealers in their mansions that they love to hide in. Dark days but melancholy nights we start to like this. So I hope that you leave me alone. Pain dripping on my leather seats when windows down.
Sig's dad.
Just left with a big old tenor.
The boys are demoralized.
You got Newports?
There's a lot. We're just, I mean, I think you put it really well, prime time, when you said, we're just shells right now. Shells of men. Yeah. But, you know, that's like, after a crash, you got to get back in the car. You fall off the horse. The longer you wait to get back on that horse, the harder it's going to be for you and loved ones around you. So we usually do segments on this show. Should we do a segment?
Oh, we could do a segment.
How about news break?
Oh, news break. This just in, brought to you by the news.
Brought to you by the news.
This just in. a look at some of the most exclusive zip codes in the United States. Winnetka, Illinois.
02144.
It's from the Wall Street Journal under the Rich Zips section.
Yeah, that's a
Winnetka,
great section.
Winnetka, Illinois. I've never personally met anyone from Winnetka.
No, me neither. But God, they sound handsome.
Handsome, smart,
they
athletic.
Just sound like good folks. Probably good people out there. Shout out to Grandpa Mentz for that news clip.
Sure.
Former Sports Illustrated cover guy. What can you add something to that, Jeff?
Was he on like the Body Edition?
1956 yes. Sports Illustrated cover, Tom Mentz and Ron Kramer.
Wow, Ron!
Wow,
University of Michigan.
Ron Kramer,
guys. Classic Ron Kramer,
and that's the guy from Seinfeld, right?
Yes, Kramer.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
no, that's
the one.
That's the other Kramer.
Mm-hmm. The other Ron.
Ron Kramer. His twin brother.
Let's just say, if you're fans of Macaulay Culkin, yes. He lived in Winnetka in a movie.
Macaulay Culkin. It's quite a difficult name.
Yeah,
it's a tongue twister.
It's a real.
Say that five times.
You know what we haven't done is a brand awareness shout out. The Meta World Monday brand is stronger than ever.
It's soaring on the charts.
We want you to know that this is a community of love. And entry is free, but if you want to wear, if you wear your heart on your sleeve like I do, and I know all three of you do,
that's right.
We've got a couple of Meta World Monday hats just waiting to get plucked off the tree.
Yeah.
So make sure to call in. Third caller gets a free hat.
And you're going to want to act quick on this one because supply is limited caller. And demand is high. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm not an econ major, but let me tell you. That will tell you something about how popular the hats are.
Completely unrelated, we have a business proposition for you. For 14 low payments of $19.94, we will give you the tools to be your own boss. Now, basically how it works here is I recruit you three, and then you guys are running your own business, and you can hire whoever you want.
First, you got to go to the seminar, though.
That's right. Well, that's
the Meta World Seminar.
The Meta World Seminar.
It takes place
in Dowling Hall.
In Dowling Hall, you also have to buy into the timeshare.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Meta World timeshare.
It's just a business idea. Something to think about. Mull that over in your head. And also, we saw Tony Monaco today.
We did.
No one's ever regretted investing in a timeshare.
Mm-hmm. I just love investing.
ETFs.
What were we talking about?
Business.
When have we settled on a topic of conversation?
March Madness.
March Madness. Sports.
Sports.
We haven't really talked
about anything.
Sports.
Sports. Sports. Sports.
The problem with public radio, I think, is that we can talk about we're shells of human beings. But we can't explain why.
No, we can't. That is the problem. We like to leave things to the imagination. Are you okay?
Jeff just relieved himself.
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you just Yuki-monger in the trash can?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick
break.
That's
a monger move.
Let's take a quick break.
Things are coming out of us like crazy today.
Oh, my God. Okay. Quick break. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Yeah.
Guys, mics are hot. Mics are hot. Mics are hot. Don't say anything whack. Hey, guys. Pete Straub. That's not my real name. My name's actually Meta World. Just realized I played the wrong version of the song, and I just didn't want you guys to sit through that, so let's just pretend like that never happened.
See your face at home. Oh.
inside.
Welcome back. Fed's watching, if you can hear that in the background, which I'm sure you can. So we have a very special guest, longtime listeners of the show. Good God.
I'll wait.
longtime listeners of the show know that we do a bit here called Beat the Beat. And it's a competition that Reed normally loses, but has been on a hot streak. Of trying to read the PSA before the beat drops. Now, we have a special guest, Primetime Marty Mart.
Mm-hmm.
What it do?
Hello.
Hello. And he's going to try to beat the beat today. He has, I have to assume, much stronger reading comprehension skills than our young friend, Riedel Tots.
Mm.
But
one-on-one.
One-on-one.
Game.
Different game.
One
never lost.
Never lost. Too big, too strong.
Too big, too strong. Oh, French toast.
I'm being silenced.
I'm sorry. The censorship is not a part
it
of the
is
show.
So deliberate. And it is so deliberate.
How dare you? How dare you? So just pick one, and then we're going to see if you can beat the beat. But pick a medium-long one. How about that? You know?
Challenge yourself.
All right. Don't
overthink it, man.
Do Prison Pop.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. It's too short.
Sally.
Walking is good exercise.
Okay. Walking. Very good.
I completely subscribe to
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Nice. All right. So I'm going to start the beat, and you have to read that and beat the beat. You have to read
okay.
Everything.
Yes.
All right, okay. Ready, set, go.
Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative for driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles across campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you a fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and all inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. It's safer riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Here comes the beat.
Next one,
read another one.
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider rechargeable batteries.
Oh my God.
It's like listening to Busta Rhymes.
I grew up in Detroit. Shout out Eminem. Thank you for teaching me everything.
You know what?
Let's just say I've never felt worse about myself.
Reed, that's bad. He just cooked you with a PSA and a half. Listen, for context, and I don't need to tell a longtime listener of the show, but Reed has never beat that particular beat, and you just cooked it.
Wow.
So, Reed, we need to go back to the drawing board and just reevaluate.
I want
to
give it a shot.
All right. You know what? Fill it up again. Give him a PSA. Let's see what you got. God, we're going to inform our listeners so much.
So many announcements.
Find one about hemorrhoids.
Yeah, is there a hemorrhoids one? Actually, there's a real good one about diabetes in there that we had.
We might do the diabetes.
Oh, dude, food not bombs.
Food not bombs.
That looks good.
This is a big one.
Whoa. We're getting real serious here.
That's a big one.
Okay. Tell me when to go.
Music's playing, buddy.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others.
Oh my God, he's
Food Not Bombs
it.
Are covers and shares free vegan.
Stop. Longer PSA. No. We got to make it close. I want to see like a short novel on the page right here.
Dude, this is
yes.
way too long.
AARP. Okay. No, this is a challenge. You have a good amount of time. Reed, if he beats
you might have to leave
the show.
It's only this half of the page.
What's the second half?
It's the shorter and the shortest version.
Okay, next.
Three times that.
Okay.
This is a good one.
That looks long.
All right.
Hold on here. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people, what do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing hands is one of the best, easiest ways to avoid catching and spreading cold and flu. Keeping your hands on surfaces, tough, clean products protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all you need to put your health first. For more on avoiding flu, talk to your doctor, visit MassMed and click your health first.
No.
This public message brought to you by the
Oh my god!
Woo!
That was a tight finish there. We're gonna have to go back to the tapes to see what happened there.
We gotta check Instagram
under official review.
Before the buzzer! The bottom!
Alright, you know what? We gotta give the king a chance to go after this. Reed, pick and choose.
I'm getting my glasses.
You know how some people want at the Olympics to have just one regular guy next to, like, all the Olympians for context?
Right.
That's what this is like right now. Reed's that regular guy in the pool next to Michael Phelps. Oh, my God, he actually put on his glasses. My glasses.
I've never done this before.
I would never like this.
I need a Pete-approved one.
All right, yeah. Just get in there.
Home fries?
No, that's too easy.
Home fries.
What's up, home fry? All right, you know what? While he's looking, go ahead.
Somerville cares about prevention.
Okay, yeah. Now, something slightly longer than that. Slightly. A couple of shout-outs. We have an international audience.
That's right.
Shout-out to young Aaron Blank.
Aaron Blank.
Out there overseas. Long-time fan of the show.
Long-time fan.
And luckiest girl at Tufts and the world. Close friend of a friend of mine.
I think I met her
a
couple days ago.
You guys probably crossed paths. You're an international traveler.
That's right.
You've been somewhere.
That's right.
Anything you guys want to say to Aaron? Primetime, just give her a heartfelt message.
Aaron, we miss you. We hope you come home soon to hang with the boys.
Aaron?
Heck yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. can't believe I haven't been throwing that around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, brother. You got anyone you want to shout out?
I'd like to give Clay Berger a shout out. I think he's tuned in right now.
I hope so.
I think he's trying to tune in right now.
Big Daddy Bergs. Oh my gosh. Oh, and young Chad Goldberg. Chad Goldberg.
Chadwick Goldberg.
Hide your moms, because this guy's on the prowl.
Whoa. Chadwick.
We went over to a bachelorette cabana. At the Fountain Blue, and they wanted to meet everyone.
Everyone wanted to meet.
Next thing you know, they wanted to know who's our oldest.
Who's the oldest?
Chad's our oldest. That's right. They said, will you please make out with such and such, our oldest?
Yes.
And Chad was like, of course.
Of course. Spring break. Two of our best.
Was she in a wheelchair?
No.
She's like 40 years old. 40, 41, 42.
Who knows,
like
dude?
Yeah.
Let's not get caught up in the details.
Not even, yeah. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
We get the do it. And they just start going to town.
Just mucking. That's great.
Hour later.
Hour later.
Machiavelli. Hour later, come back. Chad,
Chad, like, you didn't have to go for this long. It was just supposed to be a quick thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Shout out to Chad.
Yeah.
He's a real good guy and someone who is essential to the crew. He's the meat. All right.
The sandwich.
All right. Last PSA.
Okay.
Reed.
Chad is listening.
I'm pretty sure he didn't like that. it's okay. Only all the greater Boston area can hear.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to see if Reed has the stones
this
to get the stone.
This one's kind of long.
You're fine. Ready? All right, here we go.
Cambridge Consumers Council PSA.
Hold on. That's a false start.
Throw the flag.
Unbelievable.
Cambridge Consumers Council PSA. The Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with your business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office to serve both residents and customers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you. Stop! Of consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They will take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, Cambridge, Mass. 02139. Feel free to call 617-349-6150 or email consumer.
No! Get him out of here! No! Go! Get out!
And the shot won't go.
Oh my god.
Well, that's just missed it.
That's enough context for me. That was really, really bad. I would never like that. I'm sorry, Reed. It's okay. Honestly, your skills, though, going up against the best, are going to improve so greatly. You're going to be top 5 readers in Somerville. Shout out to the readers if they're listening.
My name is not Reed.
Reed the reader.
I'm going to play a song. We haven't listened to music in a while. And that's the root of this show. We're trying to get the theme of the final season is back to basics. So,
which you all know.
Long-time listeners know. Okay. Music and laughter.
I love you so much. Aaron Down. I dedicate this to you.
I gotta call her. Drippin' in the fur, got the Bentley, we can swerve. In the mansion super big, everything his and hers. She don't kick it with the birds in that iced out paddock on the wrist and got her looking like she wanna go and surf.
Now from the gate, I ain't blowing out the cake. We been going 8 rounds straight, now we out of shape. Smoking while I contemplate, I'm thinking about the better days. Me and you, we met each other, it would never be the same. Never. The material things, I don't care about the fame. No. I miss you so much that I went and tatted your name. Tatted. Let me be your drawer, tell me when you feeling pain. Where? And you can be my stripper, baby, no, I ain't ashamed. Thinking about when I hit it, no precision, I got aim. Double up, we pulling up and watch the roads all lanes. I need you in my life, I promise that I make it right. And by the end of the night, I bet your mind gon' change. Wait. It ain't about the cars, it ain't all about the chains. Looking up, up at the stars, thinking, look what I became. Look at me. What you wanna rain, what you wanna pick your brain. I can get you what your name, but love don't cost a thing.
Okay, we're back.
That was music.
That was definitely music. Like, I'm 95% sure. Human my favorite kind of music. We lost primetime Jay Marty Mart, which means our listener / viewership will probably drop to zero. But you know what? We don't perform that well under pressure, and we just strive when we're screaming into the abyss.
Yeah.
The less people, the better. Let's keep it right here. Sometimes I forget that people can even hear this show.
Yeah.
And I think of it more as a private diary, just to get everything off my chest. Speaking of private diaries, me and Berg Dog, Clay Bergs, longtime listener of the show.
Bergdorf Goodman.
And huge beauty. We're working on something. It's a kind of a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants mixed with Tom Riddle's diary.
Is it a novel?
It's like guidelines.
Guidelines
rules.
For what?
Just tips. Tips. Holy cow, Jeff's back. He's lost.
You know that door's locked?
No, it's not, you big
it's
dumb
not locked
dummy.
From the inside.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Should we?
You went to that irregularity in the show. Hold on, I'll distract them with my beeping.
Beep, 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 beep. Get out of here! Get out! Can't you see you're not wanted?
Beep.
Is this what you wanted?
That guy does not know how to make an exit at all.
As in, he can't figure out how to get out.
Frankly, I've never liked that guy. Ever.
I'm glad he left.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play music and we'll be back to you. Oh, anyway, Berg's and I are cooking up something big. Just stay tuned for that. Also, Jesus, he's in the studio next door. Get out. He's so lost.
There's so many loose ends we have to tie up before the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be a show that everything at the end, it's like a big, like a it's like a M. Night Shyamalan sort of movie. That's huge twists at the end. So definitely look out for that. And we're going to play calm tunes to relax ours because we're stressed right now.
me. Miss that Betty, so gullible. Now your piano plays me radio. Sang you in one go. Fake smile, but it's too wonderful. A vocal guitar chord you could have picked. Strumming softly to sheet music. Nor the crash from your cymbal hits. Knew you'd beat me with every kick. No more mysteries inside your eyes. Ancient histories of you and I. Wind up back there every time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In your makeup, your tears would take up. Broke up with all the breakup calls, and now we never wanna wake up until it shakes up. Spring up to fight him down to fall. A wrong guitar chord you could have picked. Strumming softly to sheet music. Nor the crash from your cymbal hits. Knew you beat me with every kick. No more mysteries inside your eyes. Ancient histories of you and I. Wind up back there every time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a part of the show where we do mouth noises.
Don't silence me. I will not stand for mouth noises.
I will not stand for this!
People tune in.
That's not a mouth noise.
Yes, it is. Came out of his mouth, as far as we know. people come to the... Oh, I like
that did not come out of my mouth.
People come on this show, and they listen to this show just for this part.
Yeah. They would never like that.
They'd love it. That's listen.
Why do you think they would like that?
Our viewership is skyrocketing right now. Nope. All the freaks at 1:50 p.m. listening to WMFO in Medford Freeform Radio.
ASMR with the boys.
ASMR Radio. People love that. I'm telling you, there's a market, and we're missing it. All right, I'm gonna play more spring break tunes just because I don't want to let go. Because.
I will never let go.
I will never let go. So, shout out to Chad and Clay if they're still listening out there in the airport.
I didn't go to class today, so I couldn't let go.
We could just rip no class for another 2 months.
Erin just texts me and she goes, "You reading so fast? So sexy."
I love a man that can read.
Now that's weird.
Let's just say that you would be disappointed in me, Erin.
Yeah. Cole, you did kind of crush that thing.
Faster.
Okay, next song. Next song. Weird. Music coming on now. Thank you.
Say it ain't so. Why you acting like I don't know? Things between us getting cut though. It ain't adding up. Think I had enough. Enough. I could see through you. You did everything you said you wouldn't do. You're praying I don't find somebody new.
Caller, you're live on Metal World Monday, live on a Monday. What's going on?
Having your own radio show must be nice.
Oh!
NBN! Holy cow.
NBN himself.
My goodness, this guy, who I've never met, sounds very handsome.
You're listening to DJ NBN, also known as DJ No Request,
No Request,
also known as DJ Chandy Shop.
What up, Shop? How you doing?
What up? How was
Drake,
bro?
Oh my God, great! This is a good time to catch up. I'm not busy. Are you busy?
Holy Garage.
No way.
No way.
No way. Garage.
Garage Mahal.
Oh my God, Garage Mahal.
How are we?
Hey, Garage. I hope your interview went well this morning. Proud of you.
Garage, put Chandler back on the phone.
Yeah, we want to talk to the Shop.
Ouch!
gotta knock him down.
Are you guys here to request? You're here to request D'Angelo only, I imagine.
Okay, you just took the words out of my. I was calling in to request a D'Angelo song would be lovely.
All right, you know what? We're gonna get that coming your way.
That's how you gotta end the session.
It always end with D'Angelo. It's kind of a
D'Angelo,
house rule.
You're the best DJ in the world.
Hey, God bless you guys. We'll be seeing you very shortly. I hope.
Love it.
If we're
wait.
Lucky, Elm Street Tap. 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. All right.
20 minutes.
Shop. God bless you and Godspeed. We gotta get off the air here. All right, word. God. Only two more callers and free t-shirt giveaway.
That man say is handsome.
Handsome. Okay. He at least sounded handsome.
I think.
All right, so I honestly think this has been a great show. Good energy throughout. We're going to just play you off with something to just calm us down because we got the up-tempo going.
That's right.
This should carry us through the show and then... you know, we'll be good to go. So thanks for listening. This has been Metal World Monday.
Thank you.
Monday.
Thank you.
Signing out.
We only have so many shows left, so make sure to follow the Instagram at World Pete just to get any information you might need. And we'll see you guys next week. Again.
Just, good, how are you?
Doing really well. Where are you calling from? Welcome to the Meta World Show.
Beautiful sunny day. Well, this is my first time on Meta World Monday, and I just have a request from a special little lady who knows the special DJ, and she's just wondering when her ring is going to be ready.
Now I know who I'm talking about. Well, babe, I told you not to pressure me on air. I'm going to stop dragging my feet soon and make this happen. Babe, you come into my workplace and bring our life into this.
Honey, I just
got desperate. I'm just desperate. I'm just a lonely little widow.
Okay. Well, you know, it's 3 months' salary, and I haven't been employed for a long time. You know that.
After employment, I think we work things out. But I really also want to hear My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys, because I think that describes our relationship.
The best time to request a song
is with one minute to go. How about this, babe? I'll lead the show with it next week. We only have, actually, 30 seconds left here, and we got to get off the air.
That is terrible.
Babe,
bye.
We're on the clock here. We got to go.
We got to go.
But if you call back in 20 seconds, I'll give you a free hat. Babe, we'll talk at home. Okay, we got to go. My God. My wife is calling me. Okay, let me get off the air.